If you are still traveling for the holiday, take a deep breath with me. More than 2,000 flights were grounded again today as holiday travel, winter weather, and the surging coronavirus collide. Our technical director, Mike Moschetto, is normally in our studios in Boston trying to make sure this show sounds as good as it does every day. Well, now we're going to put him on the radio because Mike's flight has been canceled and he's stuck in Cleveland. Mike, hey, are you there?
I'm here, and as much as I'd love to be technical directing the show, I guess I'll just have to take another day off.
Oh, well, good for you, I guess, but you're stuck there in Cleveland. What's going on? What happened?
Yeah, well, you know, I spent so much time worrying about our flight out from Boston to Cleveland getting canceled. I never considered until I was already here what would happen if my flight home were canceled. But we woke up to a very early email from JetBlue and then another one saying that we are canceled and then rescheduled for tomorrow. And I spent a lot of time.
So you didn't get to the airport?
No, it did not have to go to the airport, mercifully. We found out from the comfort of bed.
That's good. So you know, you had said that you had worried about your flight from Boston to Cleveland, but not the other way around. What's the plan now? How are you feeling about getting caught up in all of this?
Well, we have an earlier flight scheduled for tomorrow morning, so I'm hoping that if that flight is canceled, we have a little bit more reaction time to get to, say, I don't know, Columbus or Pittsburgh or Detroit or somewhere within a few hours drive and see what we can hop on from there so I'm not inconveniencing anyone any further.
All right, Mike, please get back soon. We do need you in the studios, but travel safe, okay? We're sorry about what's happening.
I'll do my best. Thanks, Peter.
All right, take care. So that was Mike there in Cleveland. Let's bring in Seth Kaplan, our transportation analyst. Seth, welcome to you.
Good to be here. I guess,
yeah, right. You're where you need to be. We just heard from Mike. He's kind of stuck there in Cleveland. Zoom out a little bit and tell us what you're seeing in other places across the country.
Well, statistically, as well as anecdotally in my own life, I wasn't traveling this weekend, but my parents were here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where I am. Their Allegiant flight from Harrisburg to Fort Lauderdale canceled, and Allegiant told them, we've rebooked you at no charge for Thursday. So I drove them over to Philadelphia, in their case, a nice unexpected visit with friends there for me. But yeah, it's them and many others, including Mike. Today's a mess. It's a mix of weather and COVID. If you look at the Washington, D.C. area airports, for example, flight aware data, more than half the flights at Reagan National canceled, a lot at the other nearby airports canceled as well. But if you look at the airlines that are affected, these are also airlines like JetBlue, which impacted Mike, like Alaska Airlines and others that had already indicated before any of this weather that they were dealing with personnel issues because of the COVID sick calls.
Yeah. On the other hand, Seth, we're seeing that TSA today, I was on their website, they say that more than 2,000 of their agents are out sick with COVID. How does that complicate what's already a mess?
Yeah, for perspective, that's a meaningful number. It's something like 4 or 5% of all their agents out now because of COVID. And so, yeah, you know, this is peak travel time here, people returning from the new year. And there's not a lot of slack in anybody's schedules. We see what it's done to the airlines. We see what it's doing to TSA. And so, you know, if you're somebody like Mike thinking of showing up at a different airport, you know, you have to build that in now also. Very different from earlier in the pandemic when – as much of a mess as it might have been in some ways, not a lot of people were traveling. Now you have travel levels basically back to close to pre-pandemic levels, notwithstanding the fact that the Omicron scare has caused some people to slow down their travel here in the past few weeks.
Well, so, you know, if my count is correct, Seth, we've had you on the air talking about these cancellations since Christmas Eve. I think it was 3 times, right? So is there any end in sight, or is this just a matter of waiting until this Omicron peak Chris.
Yeah, the story all along, Peter, has sort of been, and I think I've said this to you before, and I don't mean to be flippant, but you tell me what's going to happen with the pandemic, and I'll tell you everything else, right? What's going to happen in the airline industry. And that's really what it is, just like in so many areas of society, unfortunately, with Omicron, as we know, seems to be, although less severe than other variants for people who are vaccinated, highly transmissible. And that's just what we're seeing here affecting airline personnel. And they just don't have the slack in their in their personnel ranks, particularly because of how many people left the airlines after airlines incentivized them, offered them big packages to retire, to go away, during the height of the pandemic. And now they're trying to hire and also contending with all of this. So until the overall surge goes down, or until some new CDC guidance that says, you know, you don't have to quarantine as long, they're going to be facing this along with all other companies.
And as you mentioned, Omicron is very contagious. So with all of these people in airports and in airplanes, it'll be interesting to watch over the next couple of days and weeks whether or not more people are getting infected when they travel. We'll have to pick that one up later. Seth Kaplan is Here and Now's transportation analyst. Thank you very much, as always, for all your time. Glad you're safe in one spot.
You got it, Peter. Thank you.